Trump extends pause on potential strikes on Iranian energy sites to April 6. Washington, President Donald Trump has decided to delay potential strikes on Iranian energy sites, citing progress in talks with Tehran. As per Iranian government request, please let this statement serve to represent that I am pausing the period of energy plant destruction by 10 days to Monday, April 6, 2026, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Trump wrote in a March 26 post on Truth Social. Talks are ongoing and, despite erroneous statements to the contrary by the fake news media, and others, they are going very well. On March 21, Trump issued an initial demand for Iran to reopen access to commercial traffic through the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, or face new strikes targeting its energy infrastructure. After U.S. and Israeli forces launched strikes against Iran on February 28, Iranian forces began harassing commercial traffic in the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow choke point in an otherwise major artery for global oil exports. Following Trump's initial ultimatum, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps threatened to close down access to the Strait of Hormuz completely and target energy facilities in Middle Eastern countries that host U.S. forces. They also threatened to attack crucial water desalination facilities operated by those neighboring countries. Iranian forces similarly threatened to strike energy facilities operated by countries throughout the Persian Gulf after Israeli forces struck the South Pars gas field jointly operated by Iran and Qatar. In a March 23 update, Trump announced he had delayed his initial deadline regarding potential strikes against Iranian energy facilities, citing productive discussions. Trump's March 26 post now marks the second time he has postponed new strikes on Iranian energy sites. In recent days, Iranian state media reported that officials in Tehran have rebuffed U.S. peace proposals. Although Iran has downplayed negotiations in public, Trump has said it has been more conciliatory behind closed doors and has even begged for a cessation of hostilities. They say, "Oh, we're not talking, they are begging to work out a deal," Trump said during the March 26 cabinet meeting. This week, Trump said Tehran had agreed not to pursue nuclear weapons. During the cabinet meeting, Trump said Iranian officials agreed recently to let 10 oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz unharmed, in an apparent show of goodwill. Trump described this development as a sign that his administration was dealing with the right people in negotiations. Jacob Berg contributed to this report. This is a breaking story and will be updated with additional details.